الله أكبر الله أكبر. الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن لا أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاة. حي على الصلاة. حي على الفلاح. حي على
نحمده سبحانه ونستهديه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله تعالى من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، إنه من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له،
كلمة قامت عليها الأرض والسماوات وفطر الله عليها البشرية، وهي أساس الفرض والسنة، ومن كان آخر كلامه لا إله إلا الله دخل الجنة. فاللهم إنا نسألك من فضلك أن تجعل آخر كلامنا في الدنيا لا إله إلا الله. اللهم أحينا على لا إله إلا الله، وأمتنا على لا إله إلا الله، وابعثنا على لا إله إلا الله، وأدخلنا الجنة ونحن نشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومعلمنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا يوم العرض على الله سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وصحبه، وارض اللهم عن ساداتنا أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي، وعن الصحابة أجمعين، وعنا معهم يا رب العالمين. أما بعد، my dear brothers and sisters, in the previous khutbas that I gave in this blessed masjid, we started taking lessons from the surah of optimism, which is Surah Yusuf. And there are a number of stories, a number of lessons that we could derive from this beautiful surah. And today, I will pause on Surah Yusuf, and I will talk of an incident that happened during the same exact year the Surah of Yusuf, Surah Yusuf, was revealed to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They go hand in hand. Both incidents happen exactly the same time, brothers and sisters. Remember when we talked about Surah Yusuf, we said Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed it while the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in the lowest point of his life. It was the darkest in his life, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Remember Amul Huzn, the year of sorrow, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam lost his beloved uncle Abu Talib, and in the same exact year, the same exact time, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam lost the love of his life, the backbone of his household, the Sayyidah Khadija radiallahu anha. And what can we say about Sayyidah Khadija radiallahu anha, brothers and sisters? This is not the topic, but whenever her name is mentioned, I have to say something about her. Because this is the example that we want our sisters, our women, our youngsters to follow. The example of Sayyidah Khadija radiallahu anha. The woman who stood up next to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, supporting him day and night, in and out. Supporting the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam unconditionally. And just imagine and picture this in your mind. That when Jibreel alayhi salam came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he went to Sayyidah Khadija, and she says, "What led you to go there to meditate? Didn't I tell you don't go there?" Imagine if she led the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam down when he went to her seeking comfort. Just imagine this, picture this in your mind, to know how powerful the mother of the believers was. The woman that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam never forgot in his life. And we knew the story when he was talking a lot about her. And as Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, she gets jealous. And then didn't Allah replace you with someone who is better, talking about herself, telling him that Sayyida Khadija, she was an old lady, that Allah replaced you with someone who is better. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was talking too much about her. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "No, he did not. He did not." And then he started remembering and reminding her of every single thing that the Sayyidah Khadija did to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. صدقتني حين كذبني الناس. She believed in me when everyone else let me down. Allahu Akbar. She supported me with her money, with her wealth, with everything, when everyone else around me disappointed me. Brothers and sisters, when you have someone like this in your life, you don't tend to forget them. When they support you, when you are in the lowest point of your life, you do not forget these people. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam never ever forgot Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha. We are here in the masjid listening to the khutbah because of Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha. Because the way they supported the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So imagine that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam loses her. She's gone. She's not there no more. So she passed away. His uncle passed away. And he goes to a Taif, as we said the story before. He feels that he is very unwelcome guest over there, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just picture this in your mind. You're going to another town and people are not welcoming you. You are insignificant in the eyes of people. You are literally insignificant in the eyes of people, that they gather young children around you, throwing rocks on you. Just picture this in your mind. Allahu Akbar. So imagine this happens to you in 1 year. You lose your wife. You lose your uncle, the one who supported you, right? And then this happened to you and people are not listening to your mission, to your da'wah. How hard must have been to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we said, revealed Surah Yusuf, and we talked about some of the lessons that we're going to continue, inshallah, Rabbil Alameen. And then he took him in a miraculous journey known as Al-Isra wal-Mi'raj. Yes, we need to talk about it. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam almost gave up, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, do not give up, get back up. Ya ayyuhal muddathir, kum fa'andhir. This is optimism, brothers and sisters. This is the way we want ourselves and our youngsters, brothers and sisters, to feel, that although you are in the bottom, you need to go up there. Don't stop. Don't give up. Move on with your life. This is the greatest lesson that we learned from the Sirah of Rasulullah. The da'wah didn't work for him in Mecca. He goes to a Taif. It didn't work in a Taif. He goes to Al-Madina. He never gave up, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our youngsters, this is the message that I tell you from the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Take him as a role model. Don't give up. Continue. Set your standard to be the highest, the top in every single thing, in every aspect in your life. And this is what we learn from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You like to be given examples of some celebrities nowadays. We all know the story of Michael Jordan, the greatest of all time. Right? How he started, how they kicked him out in the beginning from his school because he did not play well, and he became Michael Jordan after that. That's an example. Someone started from the bottom and now he's where? He's there. Look at the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Started from the bottom and then he was deserved to be ascended to Sidrat al-Muntaha. Just think about this. To Sidrat al-Muntaha. I know that we're not going to be ascended there because it was a miracle from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But at some point of your life, you can be ascended somewhere. You can go somewhere. You can achieve something. And this is the greatest lesson we learned from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala invites the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to this miraculous journey that our human brains cannot understand it. We cannot comprehend it. Right? Sometimes we don't even talk to people about Al-Isra al-Mi'raj because you know that no one is going to believe you. I have some of the students asking me before, how can you convince someone of something like Al-Isra al-Mi'raj? How can I tell them that someone 1400 years ago traveled from Mecca to Al-Bayt al-Maqdis in Palestine and then ascended to Sidrat al-Muntaha in part of the time? By the way, it was not throughout the whole night. It was part of the night. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Subhana alladhi asra bi'abidihi laylan, juz, part of the night. It wasn't throughout the whole entire night, subhanallah. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went and he came back in the same exact night. How can you explain something like that? You're asking. How can you explain something like that to someone who doesn't believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Don't try to explain that to him. It doesn't make sense that you go to someone who is an atheist, someone who doesn't believe in God, and tell him that our Prophet did this and traveled from here to there. So how can you answer instead? How can you convince? Go back, get back to the main thing. The belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Unless they believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will never comprehend anything else. Right? That's why it's called the miracle, brothers and sisters. We cannot, human brain cannot comprehend it. That's why it's called what? Miracle. Imagine that if we are used the speed of light nowadays. Let me just picture this in your mind and see how miraculous that's it. That was, subhanAllah. So imagine if we use the speed of the light, which is what? 180,000 miles per second. So imagine you're traveling 180,000 miles per second. You will need a couple thousand million years to go to Sidrat al-Muntaha. And you are telling me now, in 2019, telling me that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam traveled from Mecca all the way to Masjid al-Aqsa, all the way up there in part of the night? Subhanallah. If you use our law of nature, yes, it doesn't make sense. But the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why we always say the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not bounded with our law of nature. It's different. It's different. It was hard for the people of Quraysh to understand this miracle. But what about us now? We went to the space already. We went to al-Fada already, right? Boeing announced that in a couple of years, they will have a jet that goes from JFK, New York to Heathrow, London in 2 hours. 2 hours. From JFK, New York to Heathrow, London. And these are made by human beings. What about the one who created human beings, subhanahu wa ta'ala? So brothers and sisters, it was a miraculous journey to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What are the lessons we learned from this journey? Why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this happen? Why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw what he saw? So we can learn lessons. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would be entertained and consoled. You know when someone is not feeling well and they say, you know what, I'm going to give you a gift, a vacation somewhere on an island or something to make you feel better so you can forget your issues. This is something similar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did this. You know what? You think that you are insignificant in the eyes of people. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sat under the tree, under the shade of the tree, the shade of the tree in a Taif, and he said, Allahumma inni ashku ilayka da'fa quwwati wa qillati hilati wa hawani bayna an-nas. Oh Allah, to you only alone I complain my insignificance in the eyes of people. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him, you are significant, ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he will show you how significant you are. So he took him to this miraculous journey, Al-Isra wal-Mi'raj. What are the lessons we can learn, brothers and sisters? So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam faces hardships. And as we said in Surah Yusuf, we said hardships are part of this life, in this world. In the beginning, the deal was that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us that we're going to be testing you. That you and I are going through hardships no matter what happens. لَقَدْ خَلَقَنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي كَبَدْ. Right? But subhanAllah, from within hardships, a lot of amazing things happen. And we all experience this in our life. Hardships show us who is with us and who is against us. Right? It makes us stronger, harder. Right? When you struggle sometimes, you become the man who you are right now. You become who you are right now, strong because of hardships. So subhanAllah, there is a reward even with hardships. Inna ma'al usri yusra. Right? Inventions happen during what? Hardships. A lot of the inventions happen during wars. The people started inventing machines. SubhanAllah, that was hardship. I was reading about the guy who came up with the idea of Uber. SubhanAllah, how amazing, how interesting this story is. So he says that I was in Paris one night and I wanted to go somewhere and there was no taxis or anything. People told him that there is no way you can get a cab or anything during that time. It's raining, it's hard, but the guy needs to go somewhere. This is hardship, difficulty. And because of this, he thought of the idea of creating or designing an app known as Uber that almost every human being on earth know about it right now. SubhanAllah, didn't I tell you within the hardship, the ace comes and brightness happens in your life because of this? There is a wisdom, there is a reason behind every single thing in our lives, brothers and sisters. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam goes through a lot of hardships, and because of this, he deserved to go all the way there. عند سدرة المنتهى عندها جنة المأوى. So with hardships, ease comes as well. Great things happen. This is the first lesson. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam goes, and he says, you know, that I'm not going through the story, lots of things and details. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam goes there, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prescribes salah. As-salah furidat fil Isra wal Mi'raj. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made salah mandatory upon the believers during what? The journey of al-Isra wal Mi'raj. To show us the importance and the value of salah, brothers and sisters. A lot of us are struggling with our salah. We understand that. It takes a lot of patience. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, wa'mur ahlaka bis salati wastabir alayha. واصطبر عليها. Be patient with your asking when you ask your family, your household to pray. I know that you're suffering with your children. They don't want to come to the masjid. They do not want to pray. This is very known. It's not only you. Everyone is suffering from this, subhanAllah. Right? And I tell you why. One of the reasons our youngsters don't pray, because they don't know why they pray. And I hear this from them all the time. I don't know why I'm praying. When they misunderstand, when they don't have these feelings, then whatever you're asking them to do, it's just they're going through the motion. That's it. Standing, bound, ruku', sujood, and that's it. But we don't understand the value of salah. Brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the salah mandatory when he met the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One of the greatest things that I read ever, subhanallah, one of the best things I read is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave this miraculous journey to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a gift, a reward. Right? So when he met Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala up there, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to give him a gift for his ummah as well. You know what? You ascended, you came all the way here, we brought you here. We will give you something. We will give your ummah something that will make them come up here as well. This is the salah. Subhanallah. If you have this emotion and this feelings and this understanding in your heart, you will understand why you're praying in the first place. Salah is one of the pillars of Islam. We all know that. Matter of fact, salah, when you pray, the rest of the pillars of salah of Islam are in your prayer as well. You do this as well. Think about it. Ash-shahadatayn, you're doing them. As-siyam, when you're praying, you are fasting. You're not eating while you're praying, right? What about zakah? I know a brother now who's had this in his mind. What about zakah? Am I giving zakah while I'm praying? Right? Yes, you give zakah. I will tell you how. We say time is money. Right? The time you give to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your salah, you could be working outside making money. Right? But subhanallah, you give up this money or this time, which is money, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you are giving zakah even you are praying. Allahu Akbar. What about hajj? Which direction do we face? Kaaba. This is our qibla. So we fast, we make hajj, we give zakah, we say ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna muhammadan rasulullah, all of this during the prayer. And we ascend to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our spirit, our souls are ascended to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during the prayer. When you are a manager, when you're a boss, and you want to give a message to your employees, you give it through someone, you send them a message. But when it's something very crucial, very important, what do? You speak to them directly. I want to talk to you. It's very significant. This is the same idea, brothers and sisters, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told the Prophet. I want to talk to you personally. And I will give you the salah personally. Unlike hajj, siyam, zakah, through Jibreel. But salah, through me, personally, through Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is how important salah is. And that's the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept salah until the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ascended to Sidrat al-Muntaha. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us understanding and tawfiq. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from those whom alladhina yastami'oon al-qawla fayattabi'oon ahsana. Allahumma ameen. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum. الحمد لله وكفى وصلاة وسلاما على عباده الذين اصطفى أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد. So hardships bring happiness sometimes. There is reward with hardships and we all experience that. Salah was made mandatory upon the Muslim during Al-Isra wal-Mi'raj, because as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam ascended to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to ascend with our souls every time we pray. One of the things we hear also from our youngsters when we talk to them about the salah, they say that people are very judgmental. And sometimes they say we feel like we're hypocrites, because probably we do things that people don't know. So I feel like I'm ashamed. My answer to this is pray. You're doing anything haram, pray. You have haram relationship, pray. You drink, pray. Anything you do in your life, pray. Because eventually, the prayer, the salah is going to prevent you from doing this. Pray. I have tattoo and people, you know, judge me in the masjid. Come to the masjid and pray. And the salah will help you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that.
إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ وَلَذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ مَا تَصْنَعُونَ.
Salah is going to keep you away from all haram things, brothers, sisters, if you do it right. Pray, pray, pray. And try. And have sabr. And be patient. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to reward you for this. Remember, when you don't pray, you disconnect your link with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If I tell you that this is my number and this is the only way you can reach me, don't try to email me, because I told you this is the only way you can reach me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling all of us the way to reach out to me is through the salah. When you disconnect it, you are disconnecting your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So be careful and have this understanding in your mind, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make the salah easy for you, inshallah. Of the things, I'll conclude with this, inshallah, of the things we can learn from the incident of Isra al-Mi'raj, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came back to Mecca, and he told the mushrikeen of what happened exactly, they obviously denied, they didn't believe in the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we know that the situation and position of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. And what can we say about Abu Bakr as-Siddiq? They went to him and said, نَصَاحِبَكَ يَقُولُ كَذَا وَكَذَا وَكَذَا. Your companion says so and so and so and so. Did he say that? إِنْ قَالَ هَذَا فَقَدْ صَدَقْ. What can we say about Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu? Ikhwani, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu did so much for this religion. So you and I will be here in the masjid praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He did every single effort to make sure that the Prophet ﷺ was safe. He supported. He did a lot. That the Prophet ﷺ stood up one day teaching us a great lesson, which is, if you are ungrateful to people, you are ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is reality. مَنْ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ النَّاسَ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ اللَّهِ. The Prophet ﷺ stood up in front of everyone, and he said, مَا مِنْ أَحَدٍ كَانَ لَهُ عِنْدَنَا يَدًا إِلَّا وَكَافَأْنَاهُ بِهَا إِلَّا أَبَا بَكْرٍ فَقَدْ تَرَكْنَا مُكَافَأَتَهُ لِلَّهِ. He said, there is no single human being that he did favor to me or to the da'wah unless we rewarded him or her in a way or the other, except Abu Bakr. We could not thank him enough. We could not reward him enough, so we left her reward to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Radiallahu anhu as-Siddiq. This is the kind of friend that you and I need in our life. When you are in trouble, he gets your back. He stands next to you. He sacrificed his wealth, his household, his everything, because he believes in you. If you have this kind of friend, do not leave them. They're hard to find nowadays. What can we say about Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu? I will conclude with this ayat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu himself. That we talk, that we recite them, and we hear them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Layl,
وَسَيُجَنَّبُهَا الْأَتْقَى الذي يؤتي ماله يتزكى وما لأحد عنده من نعمة تجزى إلا ابتغاء وجه ربه الأعلى و ولسوف يرضى.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that Abu Bakr as-Siddiq is going to be in Jannah inshallah because he was from al-Mutsaddiqeen. And he did not this because he wanted to show off, or he wanted gratitude from people. He did this only for the sake of Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says at the end of the ayah, وَلَسَوْفَ يَرْضَى. He is going to be satisfied. He's going to be happy. And this is what the Prophet said about Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, that Allah will reward him. Brothers and sisters, lots of lessons that we can learn from Al-Isra al-Mi'raj. Number one, be optimistic and move on and never give up. Remember the importance of Salah. Remember to stick to the truth no matter what happens. Remember the fadl of a Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha. Remember the fadl of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anha, along with so many other lessons that we can learn, but the time does not permit us to continue. So inshallah Rabbil Alameen, we'll talk more about these lessons along with our discussion Surah Yusuf in the next khutbah inshallah Rabbil Alameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from all of us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from al-mutsaddiqeen, al-muttaqeen ya Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma aghfir lana dhunubana wa israfana fi amrina wa thabbit أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. ربنا هب لنا من لدنك ذرية صالحة إنك سميع الدعاء. رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء. ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. وأقم الصلاة إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون.
الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
صلى الله استقيموا واستووا واعتدلوا يرحمنا وإياكم الله. اقشعوا في صلاتكم صلوا صلاة ودع استووا. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. إن الله عنده علم الساعة وينزل الغيث ويعلم ما في الأرحام وما تدري نفس ماذا تكسب غدا وما تدري نفس بأي أرض تموت إن الله عليم خبير. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر سلام سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله